Live met Benita Vergatini. Smile 90.4 FM.
Joining us this evening to explore fetal alcohol spectrum disorder awareness month, highlighting the Reveal the Truth campaign and the efforts needed to prevent the occurrence of FASD in our society, is the chief executive officer at aware.org, Mokebe Tulo. Ms. Tulo, good evening and thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Good evening, Benita, and hello to your listeners.
Also joining us is Chief Executive Officer at the Foundation for Alcohol-Related Research, Dr. Liana Ulifir. Dr. Ulifir, good evening, and thank you for your time.
Thank you, Benita, and good evening to everybody. It's an honor to be on your program.
Dr. Ulifir, fetal alcohol syndrome is 100% preventable, yet South Africa has some of the highest prevalence rates globally. What factors contribute to this alarming statistic?
Yes, it is true that South Africa has got by far the highest prevalence rate of fetal alcohol spectrum disorders in the world. The World Health Organization puts the FASD rate globally as less than 1%, and in our country there are areas based on research where the prevalence rate is as high as 31% and 28%, so very, very high. Factors contributing is, of course, that there's a very high level of alcohol consumption in South Africa across the board. And then also, sadly, a lot of unplanned pregnancies. So 78% of pregnancies in South Africa across the board are unplanned. And quite often, women don't even realize when they pregnant during the beginning of the pregnancies, and they just continue to use alcohol like they would normally do, and then unknowingly cause damage to their unborn babies. And then also a very high level on lack of awareness about the dangerous aspects of prenatal alcohol abuse. And of course, things like poverty, loss of hope, and unemployment, that are all contributing factors.
Mokebe, how does the Reveal the Truth campaign then use gender reveal parties to raise awareness about fetal alcohol spectrum disorder? And why was this approach chosen?
So, Benita, thank you for that question. What we realized, as Dr. Liana just said, is that so few people understand what FASD is. So few people know what FASD is all about. And so we thought, let us do something that people might start listening to us and opening their eyes. And what we decided to do is to jump onto a trend that already exists. And it is the popularity of these gender reveal parties that we see trending. So we see it often on social media. Many of us, in fact, have been to gender reveal parties ourselves. And what we've done is, instead of the ordinary pink, which represents a girl, or the blue, which ordinarily represents a little boy, we've added a little touch. When you cut the cake to reveal the gender of the unborn baby, we've got a sliver of mustard, which symbolizes the 11% of South African births that are affected by FASD. Mm. So we thought that this is something that lives within, the culture that we live in. So it fits straight into something that people understand, gender reveal parties, and they'll wonder at least and start to think about, what is this mustard color? And it becomes abundant to them that it is the 11% of unborn babies that already have FASD, or children that will be born with FASD. And that is how we are revealing the truth. We thought that would work because it's a concept that many South Africans are familiar with.
Chief Executive Officer at aware.org, Mokebe Tulo, joining us this evening on The Honest Truth, highlighting the Reveal the Truth campaign and the efforts underway to prevent the occurrence of fetal alcohol spectrum disorder. Also joining us in conversation this evening from the Foundation for Alcohol-Related Research is the Chief Executive Officer, Dr. Liana Ulifir. Dr. Ulifir, the foundation, together with aware.org, have collaborated on multiple programs. How do these programs provide support for pregnant women in high-risk areas?
Yes, at the moment we're collaborating on four of our 13 project sites. And specifically in terms of pregnant women, we've got a program, a very successful program, which is called the Healthy Mother, Healthy Baby program. And we invite women from the community to join the program, whether they're drinking or alcohol or not. It might be interesting that we're also including women who are not drinking, but keeping in mind that these programs are offered in very high-risk areas, it's for us very important to include the non-drinkers as well, because they can serve as support people and buddies to the women who find it very difficult to stop drinking during pregnancy. So during this program, we then have with facilitators of individual sessions with the women. We also have group sessions and then video training sessions. And actually, the women are supported right through pregnancy. After birth of their babies, they get home visits as well. And then when the babies are 9 months old, so actually this program can be as long as 18 months, the babies are then and mums are then invited back to our centres, where they get the babies get examined by medical specialists, so that we can just check on any health issues, and of course then also make double 100% sure that the babies do not have FASD. And the success and the impact of these programs is that we have, even in high risk areas with high FASD prevalence rates, we have very, very few babies born with FASD after the mums participated in the program. And this is just the indication of what can be done in our country. And actually, and I'm putting this in inverted commas, what little people need. And also the indication of, you know, the lack of resources in various aspects for women in need.
That's incredibly encouraging. Dr. Ulifir, how does fetal alcohol spectrum disorder impact children and their development?
It's, as we've said, a lifelong condition. It is an irreversible condition, so it can't be cured. It is 100% preventable, and it's very easy for us here to sit here and talk about the prevention thereof and 100% preventable, but keeping in mind that many women also drink as a form of self-medication because they're so stressed and find them in a hopeless situation, to not to point fingers and blame and shame and stigmatize. But it is a very complex and a very difficult condition to diagnose. You actually need a three-pronged diagnosis. Firstly, a medical doctor who received special training to do the specific measurements, the specific examinations. And we, for example, are the only organization at the moment in South Africa doing these diagnostic tests and examinations. Then a psychologist or psychometrist doing specific tests on the child or the adult, to just make 100% sure that we're not dealing with a condition that might present more or less similar to that of the signs and symptoms of fetal alcohol spectrum disorders. And then, of course, in-depth interview with mum, the biological mum, so that we can just assess the nutritional status during pregnancy and see the impact of that. And then also, if she had any medical problems during pregnancy or use medication that might have impacted on the brain development of the child or the organ development. And then, of course, to get a history of the birth process, just to make sure that the child didn't sustain any birth injuries. And then also the period after birth to make sure that there was no interference that could have caused brain damage. And then once we've done those three examinations, we can make a diagnosis. So it's very difficult to diagnose a baby with FASD. Or even a toddler, the developmental milestones might be delayed, but it's actually only when the children go to school that you can see the delays in terms of the learning disabilities and then also the behavior problems, all because of the brain damage. And that carries through right to adolescence and, of course, adulthood. Things like difficulty to understand cause and effect of behavior, impulse control problems, difficulty in understanding abstract thinking and things like that. It also might lead to early school dropout, which is a big problem in our country.
Chief Executive Officer at the Foundation for Alcohol-Related Research, Dr. Liana Ulified, joining us this evening on Smile FM. Also joining us from aware.org is the Chief Executive Officer, Mokebe Tulo. Mokebe, what are some of the misconceptions about alcohol consumption during pregnancy that the Reveal the Truth campaign aims to address?
You know, Benita, there's so many misconceptions, and to add on to what Dr. Liana said is that although the vast majority of the work that we do are in the high sort of impact or high risk areas, that FASDI, any child can get FASDI. It doesn't matter where you come from, it doesn't matter what your socioeconomic background is, and FASDI is so stigmatized, and that is one of the things that we are trying to manage too, that there's no reason for it to be stigmatized. So that is one of the factors that we are trying to unpack in order for us to be able to better deal with and face FASDI head on. So we hear anecdotally from some of the moms, and Dr. Liana can attest to this, is that sometimes even their very own healthcare professionals, their very own private doctors will tell them that it's okay on the rare occasion to perhaps have a glass of wine to help them relax, or maybe it's okay to have a beer once in a while, but it's not. No amount of alcohol is okay to consume for a pregnant mom. That is the only way that she can 100% protect her unborn child from getting FASDI. So those are some of the misconceptions. And I think the issue here is that people don't necessarily know what opens them up to FASDI or their unborn child. And they don't know that it's a lifelong legacy that you're leaving this young individual with. As Dr. Liana said, it's something that is lifelong and it's not going away. It's just a matter of managing it.
You mentioned the challenge around stigma. With that in mind, Mokebe, is it then quite critical that there is community involvement in preventing fetal alcohol spectrum disorder?
We always say that the only way to deal with any of these major issues that we have in this country is through community involvement. We call it an all of society or whole of society approach, where it matters that we all get involved. There's no blame. It's not about the mother has to ABC. It's not about the government has to create certain policies. It's not about the father of the child has to do certain things. It's all of us. And that's the only way we can actually have a measurable impact on chipping away at this problem, by working together and by getting ourselves educated on the matter. Because if I am educated, it means that I can educate the next person and the next person. And it speaks to the approach that Dr. Liana spoke to earlier, where the Healthy Mother, Healthy Baby program deals with drinking and non-drinking mothers, so that they can have a buddy during this time, so that they are able to have support, so that they have somebody to speak to. So it's all of us within the communities, including our healthcare workers, including the sellers of alcohol, that are responsible for supporting, creating awareness and educating the mothers-to-be.
Dr. Ulified, the Reveal the Truth campaign also encourages more open conversations about alcohol and pregnancy. How can we also ensure that these conversations are approached sensitively, but also have an impact within the community?
Benita, we often in South Africa refer to high-risk groups in health matters or in psychosocial matters and things like that. But then we tend to think it's we're only referring to the poorest of the poor. And in the case of fetal alcohol spectrum disorders, what we find, especially in our private practice, where people with medical insurance can also come for services and diagnostic procedures and so forth and support. We find that a high risk group in South Africa, specifically for this condition, is the middle and the very high socioeconomic groups in South Africa, because quite a lot of efforts, or not enough for sure, but it's focusing on the rural people and the so-called poor communities. And there's, in some areas where we find that there's a very low risk perception amongst the middle class, certain sectors of the middle class and the higher socioeconomic groups. It's as if this condition is only affecting them and it can't affect us. So a campaign like the Reveal the Truth, focusing on gender reveal parties and so forth, it's actually helping us to break the silence and to get us to talk about it and to this condition, and to force us as family members and friends, as responsible citizens and service providers, to look at what and reflect on our role and function in addressing this 100% preventable condition, but terrible condition, which is affecting the lives of our unborn children, the children, adolescents, adults, and the future. So if we can just break the silence and start talking to our children about the responsible use of alcohol, and make sure that women of childbearing age are aware of it, pregnancies are planned, and also the partners of these women, the men, the important role that they are playing. So basically, talk about it, tell people about it, share information about it. You will be surprised how often you will come across a person who doesn't know about FASD or the harmful effects of alcohol during pregnancy.
So you have to break the silence to break the cycle.
Dr. Ulifir, and I'll ask you both this question lastly, from the foundation's point of view, what goals do you hope to achieve with the Reveal the Truth campaign?
The Reveal the Truth campaign, as I've said, it's actually reaching an audience that is, for us, sometimes very difficult to reach. And an audience where there might be a low-risk perception, you know, I'm not at risk. And then suddenly, you know, a gender reveal party, which is like, this is quite larny. And now, you know, looking at this cake and the mustard layer, realizing, and the penny might drop then, with more people realizing it can affect me. Any woman of childbearing age who is not using a contraceptive and is sexually active might be pregnant. She might be putting her unborn baby at risk, even if she doesn't know she's pregnant as yet. And every pregnant woman who is using alcohol might also run the risk of having a child with FASD.
Mukhebe, from aware.org's point of view, what goals would you want to achieve with the Reveal the Truth campaign?
Yes, I definitely say that we want to reach a different audience. We want people to realize that they are just as susceptible as anyone else, that it can happen to anyone. It's got nothing to do with your bank balance or anything of the sort, number one. Number two, we want people to start having a conversation and start asking themselves questions. Very few people, as I said, know what FASDI is. Maybe now they'll start asking, what is this thing? How do I prevent it? How do I get it? How do I stay away from it? Even if it's just causing one person or a few hundreds or a few thousand people to do a Google search to find out a little bit more about FASDI, then we've certainly done our jobs. Then there's interest, therefore there's knowledge. And that is how education starts, and that is how awareness starts. We want to start a conversation that people keep having.
Mukhebe, where can we find out more around the Reveal the Truth campaign and get involved?
You can go onto our website, which is www.aware.org.za. We've got a page there that is called FASDI. And it's got more information around FASDI and all things related.
Chief Executive Officer at aware.org, Mukhebe Tulo. Mukhebe, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you so much for having us.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you, to everybody listening.
No, it's an absolute pleasure. Thank you, Dr. Ulifir, CEO at the Foundation for Alcohol-Related Research. Appreciate your time too. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Benito. Have a good night. Thank you, Dr. Liana.
My pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Smile.
It makes you feel good.
90.4 FM.